Hey everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Michelle's Winner's Edit.
And I'm Joe the Plumber.
And welcome to the show. How are you doing, guys?
We're outstanding.
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good.
The original cast is back today.
Hey, who did I pick to go out this week?
Let's see. Hold on.
So Jeremiah picked for Jay, and Tim picked for Jack.
What did Tim pick?
Tim picked Aubrey, which is a crappy pick.
He actually also
Aubrey?
Picked. He
that
also
was a,
he put 20
pick,
points.
Tim.
He put 20 points on Aubrey in his tribe pool too. So he was serious that he thought Aubrey was going out.
And then,
he's seriously wrong.
Yes, they were seriously wrong.
And then, I would have taken Jason.
I would have as well.
Well, it's a good thing I did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like this is a saboteur here.
Yeah, it seems like I'm getting the short end of Joe's pants on this one. I don't know.
While I appreciate Jeremiah Panhorst and Tim Allen guest hosting last week, very
Who's
much
Tim
so.
Allen?
Tim Allen. That's how you pronounce his name, right?
Yeah, shut up, Tim.
Picking Sydney is my pick. Come on now. Jason's would have been the easy pick, and of course Colleen picked Jason, but... Whatever.
But I only put 4 points on him in my other thing, so I fell from 1 point out of first place to third place, and I'm 10 points out of first place. I don't think I'm ever going to
get
back.
Yeah, so Jason has gone home, hashtag spoiler alert. But
quick question I have here. The five remaining survivors, could they be collectively the boringest survivors ever in the history of
Survivor? Ty's not boring.
Ty's getting boring.
I mean, I keep looking at Debbie going, you know, we all picked on her, but she made it fun.
Oh, I agree.
These five people are like, really?
Well, it's final five, so there's only a few more weeks left. And sometimes it's not about how it ends up. There's been a lot of good characters this season.
Oh, it's been a good season, but I just was looking at the five people remaining and go,
so you're not rooting for Ty, even though he's your pick to win the game?
No, I'm
what
rooting
about Sydney?
For Ty.
And Sydney, she's entertaining.
She's gotten there, but she just gets mad.
But can I just?
She just walks away. She doesn't confront anybody.
She's confronting Nick.
Which one might argue is a good social game.
Yeah, she is doing this. She's been smart, but I was waiting for her to go off on Joe.
There's worse final fives. I mean, if you look at maybe One World, even though Kim Spradlin played a great game, it was pretty boring. At least these people are trying to play the game to win the game.
No, they're trying to play the game to win, but I'm like going, show some personality. And how much weight did Jason lose?
Oh, my God. Jason and Sydney both looked
Sydney looked real
so thin.
Yeah. But, you know, for somebody like a bodybuilder, they take in a lot of protein each day and have a lot of probably a high-calorie diet. So that
they're
makes
probably,
sense.
They're probably eating at Bojangles every day.
But if I can call something back from the beginning of this episode, which was only 3 minutes and 30 seconds ago, when Colleen said Michelle's winner edit, I am sick and tired of the Michelle's winner edit discussion. I want Michelle voted off just so I can we can just nullify.
Can we call it the Michelle snooze edit?
Yeah. Like what? I
what
feel
is she,
like
what is she, what is she,
edit.
What is she?
Yes.
What is
yes,
she?
Because yes,
I wasn't here last week, and I was upset because she votes Julia off and cries like she just sent her off to die.
Well, okay. Here's the thing with Michelle's winner's edit. All right.
I feel like you're just waxing poetic about whatever Fishback has to say.
Actually,
and
no,
I,
I'm
and
not.
I know it's not just you.
No, I take offense to that. I would use the F word if this was a different podcast. No, I take offense to that because I was in on that before Fishback started with anything of that. So don't even.
What? When did you start talking about his winner's edit?
Michelle's winner's edit?
Yeah, Michelle's winner's edit.
I don't know. A little while ago. Go back and check the tape. If you don't pay attention to your old podcast, it's not my problem.
I do. But
no.
but it's not
no,
just
no.
you.
No, 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 no,
Hold
no,
Hold on.
Stephen Fishback did not invent the Michelle's winner's edit. Stephen Fishback did not invent the Michelle's winner's edit, okay?
He invented pods, right? Voting pods?
No, voting blocks.
Voting blocks, yes.
Blocks. Pods, blocks, I don't know.
He didn't. No,
he invented the tissue, right?
There's a thing in the Survivor community, and I explained this last week and 2 weeks ago, and I feel like I explained this every week.
You
called
have.
Edgic. Okay.
I know.
And
I know.
I guess Stephen Fishback and I both happen to follow it.
It's not just
But here's the thing. So the edict boards are like in a bitter war right now over whether or not Aubrey or Michelle are going to win the game because of their edit. And I think that's something very Now, again, I don't ever comment or post because I'll sound like a moron and I'm really, 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 really scared of the internet. Not really, but I am scared of the Survivor internet.
They can't see you.
It doesn't matter. The internet is a scary place. I'm okay with our internet and our people. I'll go against some fandoms, like I did with the Harry Potter people that time when they called for me to be like, stoned
I think that
to
was
death,
more gutsy than anything else.
The Harry Potter incident? Yeah, I know. I was laughing so hard with that one. Anyways, the Survivor community is scary, though, because they're big and they're established. So, in my personal opinion...
You talk about them like they're the mob or something.
They are kind of the mob. I mean, hello, have you ever been to Survivor?
Don't go against the family!
Exactly. So, I think that tonight
Tom,
had
you're
a
out.
Huge, huge and win for Michelle's winner's edit and negative for Aubrey's winner's edit, because we saw that Sydney had pretty much... It was Sydney versus Ty for who they wanted to get out, right? And Michelle was originally on the wrong side of the vote, and then you had this this confessional of her, you know, sobbing about how it's such a hard vote, and she ends up having to bend to the will of Sydney and Michelle and voting with them, where you have Michelle who is very much, you know, shown as being in control of the vote. She, you know, found out that her name was being thrown around from Sydney. She took the bull, and rather than freak out, she just decided that, you know, she was going to call him out, but she did it in a way that it wasn't her throwing like a temper tantrum at Tribal. You know, she went after him and she clearly pwned him. So I think that's a very big strong
that's fine
point.
My question is, of the five remaining, does Michelle deserve to win it?
No.
No, okay, Sydney deserves to win.
Can I say my other side of that? So I understand
Who's played a better game? Sydney, Ty, Aubrey. I'd give her fourth. I mean, he's got Joe there still. So
yeah, I would agree.
Hey,
I would agree
leave
that
Agent
fourth.
Joe alone. But Sydney, of course. But the reason why Michelle is winning this thing is that we keep seeing these random confessionals from Michelle that are more positive of her when we don't really need to see from her, and that's the editors keeping it in our
mind. She's the last of the beauty tribe, and the editors are trying to, you know,
Ty's still
keep her happy.
Technically,
okay, I forgot.
But here's my problem with that is that wasn't Michelle's good moves. It was Ty trying too hard. I think he could have politicked it better and schmoozed better and made his case better because he was right.
Yeah.
He was right that you should get Michelle out because who's an enemy over there in the jury? So that's not Michelle's good gameplay. That's just Ty's bad
gameplay. Exactly. You are proving my point. You're proving my point.
But then, it's so stupid.
It's the edit.
When they showed us with Sydney, was upset with Joe. Of all people to be upset with, Joe. Yeah. She didn't like being told what to do. Ty was telling them who to vote for.
Exactly.
He didn't go, who are we voting for?
Oh, I agree.
That's all he had to do. He just didn't handle it well.
It was a dignified Ty.
And they would say, Jason, well, you know, what about Michelle? But remember, she has no... I mean, even Aubrey agreed. That's the one to go with.
Yeah, but even Aubrey's smart.
Aubrey
she knew.
She backed down, too. So...
Yeah.
Jason... has a lot of enemies.
Right. And
he's not liked.
If Aubrey was winning this game, they would have edited around the fact and shown that she was in better control because Sydney was clearly in control and the edit still made it look like Michelle had a big part to play in what happened at Tribal. Now, I agree with you. She's not playing a great game, but the edit is trying to make Michelle happen, which is why I think that's Michelle's winner's edit. They're trying to make her happen.
What you're saying. I'm not denying that there's such thing as a winner's edit. I feel like that kind of takes some of the fun out of it, and it's a little bit like looking at tea leaves to try and figure out whatever, you know, future thing is going to happen. But
also, I think they should be a lot smarter. It's 32, this 32nd time they've done this. to have. I mean, they still play the music when someone's going to win the challenge. Right. You still know that. You figure after all this time, they wouldn't have the, oh, he's going to win now because the winner's music. But
yeah, because to me, it's like if there is a winner's edit and people are able to kind of find and suss it out like this, they need to change it up. They need to start throwing people off the scent.
Well, they did with Tony Vlachos. Because nobody called for Tony winning until the end when everybody realized, holy moly, Tony's probably going to win this thing.
Yeah.
So, and the winner's edit is just for fun. I mean, there's cases made for everybody each season. And it is just for fun. It's same as the power rankings. They can change. It can change at any
week. I agree. I hope Michelle loses just so we can just squash it. Unfortunately,
that's not going to happen.
I hope. So that I can play this little clip of Colleen saying, unfortunately, it's not just going to happen.
You know, it's funny.
We can just shut that one down.
You're too lazy to go back and ever find this clip.
Oh,
I
will.
Oh, yeah?
Mark,
I don't even see you making any kind of move
Mark
to write it
words.
Down where I said this, on what date, on what
May
episode.
May 4th. May the 4th be with you. I'll remember it at 10 minutes. Edit this one out. Either way, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I'm sick of hearing the Michelle winners it because I feel like she's not playing a great game.
No, she's not.
She's just playing the game where she's just kind of coast to the end and she's not going to have any enemies. And I see her winning.
If Michelle would have led a revolt against Ty and getting him out of there, which I don't understand why
they were afraid of the idol because they thought he had two
but
idols
Joe's,
for a super
Joe's
idol.
An easy sacrificial lamb.
But,
just throw Joe
but,
to the
Aubrey, but Aubrey knew he didn't have two idols.
Joe is the only person you go to the end with, and you're a guaranteed win.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but you could
even
go
Jason
with...
would win over Joe at
oh,
this
yeah.
point.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
He's a gray goat.
The old gray goat, he ain't what he used
to be. Because the final challenge will be spell immunity, and he just won't be able to come up with the spell.
Keep your pants on and spell immunity.
All right. Well,
I like what he said. He goes, I felt like I was a 6-month-old out there. I go, no, I was just more like a 100-year-old.
Some say it's about the same. All right.
That's
so
horrible
let's,
and ageist. Stop.
Let's just call the debate to an end now before we get into the recap. Got a couple things to talk about. New Loot Crate theme this month, and it's power. With all the summer spectacle coming on, I mean, Captain America: Civil War is coming out this weekend, which is very exciting. But if you would like to subscribe and get a box of geeky goodness for less than $20, it's a $45 value over at lootcrate.com/JayandJack. It's a great deal, and it helps out the Jay and Jack podcast family as well. Also, this show is made possible by you, the listener, by the people that contribute over at our Patreon, over at patreon.com/JayandJack. If you would like to become a patron, you can do so at jayandjack.com and click on the link on the top called Become a Patron. All right, Colleen, without further or any further ado, let's take it away on this recap.
Oh my God, please don't ruin my
Survivor recap.
Don't ruin it. So, Survivor Korong, episode 12. Now it's time to start scheming. We start off at night after tribal council. Ty talks about how he was scared about not playing his idol. Jason talks to Sydney and Michelle and tells Michelle it's time to start playing for herself. Michelle explains. So Michelle gets this confessional, and this is classic winner confessional, why she voted out her BFF.
Yeah, yeah.
And rather than make her into a villain who's only out for herself, a la Boston Rob and Lex, because that was a thing.
Yes, I remember.
He ended up on the villains tribe.
Lex, those are two interesting players.
And then Boston Rob and Grant in more recent seasons. The dude that still hasn't talked to him, right?
Lex is still strained with him, right, too? I think
they're sort of friendlier now.
Yeah, friendlier, but not...
Right. Anyway, so rather
I never understood why Grant was upset with him.
I guess it just... the bromance must just be on one, like a one-sided bromance whenever Boston Rob befriends you on the island.
Yeah, because $1 million is $1 million.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as
he has like 72 young girls at home that he's birthed. I mean, all the weddings alone, he'll have to play Survivor 10 more times to pay him off.
He'll have to win 10 more times.
How many kids does he have now?
like five or four? Four?
I think, really? Isn't he having like his fifth or something?
I don't know. He's got at least girls, four too. Girls, yeah.
How long they been married?
10 years.
Yeah.
Has that been that long?
Let's see. Pearl Islands was 12 years ago at this point.
It was like 04, 05.
Yeah, so that, and it was right after Pearl Island, so at least.
Yeah, 10 years.
Yeah.
He needs to write some more Survivor books.
I guess we
could
easily Google this, but, you know, we're not that professional. Our expertise is in a different island.
We're not that afraid of the Survivor community.
Well, a little bit afraid. Sometimes if we really, really mess up, I'm like, let's not plug this one anywhere.
Sweep it under the rug.
Right. But we have, Michelle gets this confessional where she explains why she voted for Julia. She had to, you know, show the group that she had her loyalty. And you know something? It pays off for her in the end, right? It all comes full circle.
Yes.
Where Sydney, they want to stick with her. Don't roll your eyes. I'm not even talking about her winner's etiquette.
You're right. She had to show she was a follower.
Yeah, Jay is over there rolling his eyes at me. I didn't mention
I'm
any kind of
edit. I'm not doing it to
edit.
You can't take it personal.
You're kind of doing it while I'm talking to what I am saying.
No, I'm not saying what you're saying. I'm rolling my eyes to Michelle possibly winning this game because it's kind of like, ugh. I'm not rolling it at you. Chill, Grant. It's going to be okay. It's not personal. It's just the game.
You just happen to roll your eyes every time I speak.
Michelle,
but it all comes
winner is at it.
Stop it. All right. Leave me alone.
With the gutsiest move of the game, going with the crowd.
That's right. She is a trendsetter. But Michelle explains.
Actually, hold on. Can we have like a Michelle winner's edit counter for today's episode every time Colleen references?
If somebody
Michelle's
wants to go back and count the last 15 minutes, they can certainly do so.
Let's start a drinking game. Podcast over. I'm passed out.
Right. You're down faster than Joe in an immunity challenge.
Exactly. I got it.
I feel bad because you can tell he wants to do better. You just can't, and that's
he's doing what he can.
He's doing the best
we're picking on him, but I give him credit for being out there.
Yeah, right.
I can't do it. And I'm
actually didn't
younger.
Joe just being on the show today, it being shown a few times, didn't he have a winner's edit today?
I thought he was going home. I swear to God, I thought he was going home for the first half of the episode.
Hashtag Joe's winner's edit.
On Reddit, they're all saying Joe must be getting a winner's edit because they showed him.
I think half of Twitter did think that he was going home like I did. Geez, Louise, now you guys threw me off. So Ty, meanwhile, is talking to Joe and Aubrey, and he says that they need to stick together, and he tells Aubrey and Joe about his advantage, that he has the extra vote, and he wants to cast his extra vote against Jason or Michelle. We go to the next morning. Michelle is sitting in the hammock. Ty sees the big grub and says that they may have to eat one of them in an immunity challenge. This whole scene was hysterical. So then Joe asks, hey, Ty, would you eat it? And he was like, no, but he offers it to hashtag Mark the Chicken. And this scene was hilarious with everybody watching Mark just devour this piece of grub. He would have won the immunity challenge. At least he would have beaten Kimmy Kappenberg in it. Possibly. Was it Cass that threw up last season?
Cass was the one that couldn't down it. Kimmy just wouldn't eat the meat.
Well, Mark the Chicken has no problem.
Maybe Mark's getting the winner's extra.
Yeah, I think, honestly.
Actually, he is, because Jason even says Mark's the only one guaranteed to see day 39.
Actually, my wife made a good point. Now that the chicken is trained, how's it going to survive? I said, I'm pretty sure they let Ty take the chicken home.
But can he bring it into the country? Does it have to claim it at customs?
Yeah,
it might have to
put it in quarantine for
a while. That's only dogs, right?
Chickens, too. Any animal can carry
disease. 60, you have 60 days for leftovers, right? The dogs had to be quarantined for 60 days.
I think it's any animal, because you don't know like what kind of bugs it could bring over.
But seriously, is the chicken going to be? I mean, the chicken is. She was like, going, why is it staying there? I go, because he trained the chicken.
Yeah.
The chicken is his friend now.
It'll go to that animal reserve.
Oh, that would be such a happy ending.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, there you go.
There we go. We've got Chekhov's animal reserve.
But there is
the monkey will eat the chicken. I'm sure they have. Do they have fox there?
Oh.
Well, there is the rumor that Fishback ate Mark the Chicken on his go-round.
He didn't. Juicy J was a hen, and then Mark was a rooster or whatever it is. Female versus male, I don't know English.
There's not a coyote after him, is there?
No.
Beep, beep. I and Survivor fans, I know it's Roadrunner, so don't blast me on that.
Yeah, you got to be careful. The Survivor community is really particular about the Warner Brothers characters.
They are, because that was one of my favorite cartoons growing up, so I know it was a Roadrunner. Beep, beep.
You guys are jerks. Anyway,
hashtag Mark's winner's edit.
Mark's winner's edit. He does. He is actually the only person. He's playing
because the other five get eliminated. They all vote. They all eliminate each other, and the only one standing is Mark the Chicken. It's been in front of us the whole time. Mark the Chicken.
Even better and
is
more
it
likely.
Listeria though? Does he carry Listeria? Or
no,
something?
I'm just saying. Like even better, everybody gets medevaced except Mark the Chicken.
Look, I think Mark is playing the best game out there. He has literally
they all
managed
get that
to
crazy
survive.
Staph infection.
Right.
They drop, and then all that's left is Mark the Chicken.
Right, because chickens and are Mark, immune to MRSA, right?
Between the six, Mark's the most interesting.
That is true. That anyway. Is true. Anyway, Jason laments that nobody will strategize with him because they're all set in their own way. Joe and Jason.
Maybe because they don't trust you, Jason. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's because you were kind of a giant D to them earlier this season. But anyway.
Yeah, maybe the total, you know, thermonuclear war you waged, maybe that kind of burnt some bridges.
Oh, I think we'll see Jason sometime really soon again.
Like on the new season or the...
on the jury.
Yes.
Next episode.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll see him.
No,
next
I
week.
Think he'll be back to play again for
oh,
sure.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Mean, they, out of all.
Both Scott and. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of good return player candidates
oh, yeah.
this season.
Yeah, the characters are great.
Debbie will be back.
Oh, Debbie yeah. will be back. I think Jason will be back. I'm sure.
I know Jack is soured on Ty, but I think Ty
will be back.
I think Joe comes back in the senior edition.
Oh. I don't understand
why. Actually, the problem
why...
is Joe would come back and you wouldn't realize he was on that season.
Oh, that's not nice.
Like he would show up like halfway through, like, oh, well, crap, Joe's here.
Let's be fair. Mark the Chicken has got more airtime in the last 3 weeks than Joe.
He's had more confessionals.
That's an incredibly good point. He's a secret agent, okay? He's got his back to the wall and his hands up like he's just like... trying to remain under the radar so nobody notices
him. So he has
him.
A Tobias Funke
yes!
blue man.
Oh my god. He blew himself.
What's he gonna give it his reason to be why he deserves to win?
Well, he won't because
hey, listen, I tended that fire. Gosh,
really
darn it.
Really well, okay?
I
survived.
I can tell. These other two, they're lying to you. I can tell.
Pete's not
I'm
here, but I knew he was a liar, but I still, you know, didn't vote for him.
Leave Agent Joe alone, okay? If Agent Joe was winning this game, the editors would show us reasons why he should win. So I'm assuming he's probably going to get
I don't know. They're giving Michelle
soon.
The winner's edit, so I don't know.
Have you ever seen Emperor's New Groove?
I have not, no.
There's a scene in it with Kronk, the henchman for Yzma, the evil character in the show. And he's doing like his own theme music and he's up against the wall and it's hysterical. That's Agent Joe in this. He's doing his own theme music.
It'd just be great if they like did shots and you just kind of see Joe Way in the background walking past and like looking at the camera. Hey, I'm over here.
You know, it's not fair. It's Survivor is ageist. Okay. Because
it is ageist. I will give it that. Cause like even Debbie made a good point. Like how many older women are on the show comparatively to
well,
a bunch of 20-year-old women?
The elder women that are on the show generally are the Lisa Welchels and the Dawn Mead. Well, in recent seasons, cause
but
you had that, Tina. Tina
like,
kicked ass.
I get it. But there's only usually one or two. So, like, socially, like, again, if you're going to be an older woman player, you have to be really good at, like, socializing with younger people.
Like
but,
Denise.
Yeah.
Denise was awesome at that.
Absolutely.
Remember, One World, was it Nina, the cop that got kicked off first?
Yeah.
She did not socialize.
Yeah, and that, so I think that's because it's not as – but I will say there's probably an advantage for the younger players because there's probably 70% younger players versus older players. So
right.
The older players have to play a stronger social game, I think.
Well, that's kind of why I kind of liked last season a lot because I – you know, the more that we look at Cambodia, the more I'm kind of like – I don't think it was, it's in my top 5 or 10 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I enjoyed watching it, but I can't
it
say
that. It was
great
for strategery.
Eh, I don't even know about that. Like, I don't know if I could say that I loved Cambodia anymore. I was super into it last season, and I liked it while
it's
I was watching
she's
it.
A Fishback fan.
I am. Fangirl. But I did like the aspect that, with the exception of a couple of people, Wentworth, Spencer, Monica, or even they, Spencer was probably the youngest one out there, right? Everybody else seemed to be an older crowd, and I liked that. It was.
No, I agree, but that was an inverse of it. Spencer, who actually, if you look at it, played a pretty good game. But because he betrayed too many people. Yeah, but I feel like you should be able to betray to a certain. But I think he rubbed all the older players the wrong way because he was kind of young, cocky, and arrogant.
Yeah,
which maybe on a season. Yeah, maybe on a season where there is a bunch of younger people, they might be more in that same kind of young, cocky, and arrogant.
Exactly.
So it may not be as. So it's a good point that that was one of the rare seasons when most of the players were older. I mean that's maybe because it was the voters at home voted for like their favorite players, which are generally going to be right. older anyway.
Which I guess also
who's the oldest guy to win it? Was that the one that was on?
Tom Westman.
I think Tom Westman is the oldest.
You sure? I thought it was the guy that built the fake idol the first time.
I'm sure you're right. You are probably right. Whoever you're.
I don't know.
About.
I don't. I'm just trying to remember the guy that was because he was friends with someone when they had the confessional at the.
He had a friend.
He goes, no, I deserve to win it. She doesn't.
The oldest winner is Bob Crowley.
Bob, that's who I was actually thinking
of. That's who I'm talking
of.
About.
Okay.
Yeah.
The sole survivor of Gabon.
And that's exactly who I was thinking of when I said Tom was the Gabon winner. See, I'm an idiot.
Bob holds the distinction as the oldest person ever went survivor at 57 years old, which isn't even that old. But
to me, it is.
That's only, what, a couple years older than you, right?
4.
Oh, that's 4 years old? Really?
Oh, I thought...
3 and a half.
Yeah.
Oh.
Old fart.
All right, then.
Well, there you go.
But, okay.
Who's the most popular older person?
Rudy.
Rudy.
Rudy, without question.
Which brings me to why I said Survivor is ageist, but I guess ageist is the wrong thing. Survivor nowadays, it's kind of not fair in that Rudy had to, like, hold a pole, his arm up to a pole for a while, and Joe has to swim across things and climb on things. It's just not fair.
Rudy had to eat rats.
I think Agent Joe would eat a rat if he had to. He would be the first one to eat the rat. Come on now.
Well, actually, no. This
fire.
Is to your point. Maybe
no, they would just tell Joe it's Mark the chicken.
Hold on. This is maybe they just need to have some equal opportunity challenges and give him a game of shuffleboard on the deck of a cruise ship.
Okay, that would be the most awesome right? challenge ever. I mean,
like,
what was?
I got it.
But what was the challenge? What was that called today? The reward challenge, which is about what we're going to get into.
Marble run on a float challenge or whatever.
Float challenge.
Like, what is that called where you have to get it into the center?
It's that labyrinth game, that marble labyrinth game.
Right. Well, that's kind of like an elderly person's game.
No.
Yeah, there you go.
Because he's just standing there. Not.
Well, he would have
been
able
almost
to
died
do it.
Before he got
yeah,
there.
Exactly.
Okay.
If he had an almost
what's,
died.
What's rubbing
standing
Joe the wrong? What's rubbing? I heard what's rubbing the survivors the wrong way with Joe is he wants to eat dinner so early. That's the problem. They want to eat like at 6, and he's ready to eat at 4, and then he's going to bed at 4:30
right,
in there.
Right. He's got that fire and that dinner going, but as soon as they get back from reward challenge.
We just had lunch, Joe. I got to eat.
He gets
beat
hangry.
The crowd.
There's something like matinee, Mark the Chicken, and
I got my AARP card.
Hey, it's
on.
The early bird special.
Right.
Literally.
I wonder. Hashtag Mark the Chicken's going to make it to day 39. Anyway, in the reward challenge in the rain, they were playing for a trip to the Wildlife Alliance, an organization that rescues animals from poachers and traders and takes them to a sanctuary to give them a better life. We have two teams.
Can I interrupt her? You know what I thought was going to happen? I thought Ty's team was going to lose somehow. and that someone would say, I'll give you my spot tie if you give me your immunity.
That would have been interesting. I mean, that would have been also San Juan del Sur, the season where everybody
because
bargained
their
wins.
It was all about animals.
Right. Oh, my God. I wonder how they managed to get him to leave there without taking something home as a pet.
Well, actually, it's kind of like a softer, kinder version of, I don't know if you listen to Richard Hatch's podcast with Rob on Rob Has a Podcast. But,
which Tyson then agreed with.
Did you hear that one, Jack?
I did not know.
So,
in a way, he agreed with it.
Richard Hatch said that he would take Mark the chicken and put a knife to its neck and said, "Give me the aisle tie. I'm going to kill the chicken."
And then that's. I feel like that would be probably the worst social. I mean, great move to actually get an advantage, but you know, awful social play.
But again, it was nice because like Richard was like so sincere about it.
He's like, "No, I'd really do that."
It's like, what better way to get control of the game? Anyway.
It would blow up Twitter.
Yes, it would.
Yes, it would.
It would pass up dropout Hillary, who's the number one trender right now.
Oh yeah, because that's going to happen in a world that we live in, ever, as the Clinton machine hasn't been trying to make this happen as well for the last 20 years. Anyway, playing for a trip to the Wildlife Alliance, we've got yellow team, which is Joe, Aubrey, and Sydney, and the blue team, Ty, Michelle, and Jason.
I missed it. Did they pick?
I don't know how they broke it up. I don't think they showed us. Zach was screaming at the top of his lungs upstairs and jumping over his crib at this point. So, I may have missed how it was picked, but I don't think that.
I was trying to catch up, so I was skipping some of the details.
Well, if anybody saw my tweets tonight, we had a baby that ended up watching the last half an hour with us after he rebelled against sleeping. I mean, he was on the changing table asking for a diaper change. When has he ever asked for a diaper change ever in his life? Never.
Who does Zach think is getting the winning exit?
Winner's edit?
Well, he saw the chicken and was like, E-I-E-I-O.
No, I think who he think is getting the winner's edit is the Goldfish's commercial.
Oh, okay.
That's true. We were a very big fan of that. Snack. Anyway, I looked at this and went, I don't think that this yellow team is going to win. So the blue team, all three of them lapped Joe before he even gets to the platform the first time. Luckily, Sydney and Aubrey are good swimmers, so they catch up. But unfortunately, the blue team still wins 3-1. Ty is happy to go on the reward, but he is worried that while he's gone, the team will fall apart back at camp. Foreshadowing much? Unfortunately, it was going to be Ty that fell apart back at camp.
I'll say it again. I think Ty had the right mindset, but Ty's just not a good enough social game player
I think he was 100% right. He was 100% right with what they should have done.
Yeah,
but he was too, and you got to be careful with people like Sydney, because Sydney's she doesn't like to be told what to do.
But even then, Sydney should have realized. I mean, because I think that's just, again, her pride's getting a little too much in the way. She should realize that. Don't take Michelle to the end.
No.
She has no enemies.
Why? All of you guys are saying Michelle is boring. So they're thinking, what case can I make?
I would take Ty out before anybody else.
Yeah, sure. I would too, but I think absolutely. That they're afraid of the idol. I think that if Ty doesn't play his idol next week...
Well, he has to.
He has to play it next week, otherwise he's gone. Nobody's letting Ty get to the final three. However, I don't think he has to play because it's the last time he can play. I don't think that Ty is going to win even if he makes it to the end, because I think that his game is starting to fall apart. He's starting to...
He's considered too much of a flip-flopper.
Right, and we saw that at Tribal Council. So I think that...
He should have just stayed with Scott and Jason.
We can officially RIP the Ty winner's edit.
Yes.
We probably could have done that last week. But
we probably
as
it,
we
like,
know,
day
as Dan
one,
always but... said, floppers, flippers never win.
Do we have to ever reference him?
I'm just saying that's what he always said. So.
I think Dan Foley is my
favorite survivor player of all time. Part of the reward was they go to the animal reserve, saving the animals, which is a great thing. But were they serving meat as part of the thing?
Well, sometimes the animals don't make it.
It's the circle of life.
Not everyone can last as long as Joe, so they just...
That's what she said. Also, I'm sure that's
and Joe,
what
she if you're listening, Joe, I'm an old person, so I'm allowed, and you're in better shape than I am, so just I'm just jealous.
Yeah, Joe, if you're listening, holler at me. I'll have you on this podcast. I'll have you on this podcast with
you
my
can
husband
tell
here
which,
and
you can
everything.
Tell which one of us is lying.
Anyway, back at camp, Joe, Aubrey, and Sydney lick their wounds. Joe is very embarrassed by his performance, and you can tell he's trying to overcompensate by doing a lot around camp, trying to make the fire. I think he's trying to show his worth, and I could feel bad for him. Like, I felt, honestly, I did, not just because I think that he's awesome, I did feel really bad for him. Like, you could see how visibly, like, his pride was kind of hurt and he was uncomfortable.
And you know what? We picked on him a lot in this. Well, I have. But he's 72. Well, he's 71 out there. He's not eating, not sleeping. And they have him trying to do all these water challenges, which is.
Yeah.
Anyone who's been in the ocean.
Yeah.
Will tell you that's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
Swimming is, especially if you're not eating right. And you can
swimming in the ocean's tough.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Swimming in general is tough. Yes.
So I'm picking on him, but he's in better shape than I am.
Right. And he is. And
oh, thanks.
He does crunches while, you know, walking on water. You just That's do true. Crunches while laying on hard ground.
I don't do crunches at all.
How do I get out of this one? But Sydney's frustrated with Joe, and I guess I kind of had a hard time following this, and I don't know, this is because this was the moment where we brought Zach downstairs and we're like, sit here and shut up, kid, and he obviously did not shut up, so it was like this scene was kind of like a little bit of a buffer period, but I guess Sydney was frustrated with Joe and she didn't want him to build the fire because it was really a million degrees out.
Well, she was saying the fire didn't need to be as big as he wanted it to make it, and I agree with her.
Right, and so he was using fire as a euphemism, right, for something else?
Yeah, he was, yeah. Okay. He was, again, I think he was embarrassed. He was like, okay, I'm taking charge. He was driving Aubrey crazy, picked this up, and he was kind of barking at her, too.
Right.
And Sydney's like going, well, I'm eating, and you will need to go get more wood for this fire.
Right.
Which, at this point, the fire's already going.
Yeah,
and when they got back, he was talking. No, there's plenty of you know.
Is this like hashtag Survivor Lock Edit?
Yes,
yes, he did get the lock edit.
There you go, exactly.
Oh my god, he really is. So wait, who's getting the Jack Shepherd edit?
Mark I guess the chicken.
Maybe it's got to be Aubrey, right?
Yeah, Aubrey cried. So she, I guess
exactly. That was where I was going to. Yeah. If only somebody had told her to count to three or backwards or whatever it was. What was it? You guys.
Five.
Thank you. If only somebody had told
One,
her.
One. Two. Three.
I couldn't figure out why she was crying, to be honest with you.
It's emotional. She's tired. Okay, right. It's just a bad day.
Exactly.
You don't appreciate her problems.
Or hashtag good hair don't care. Back at the wildlife sanctuary, Michelle, Jason, and Ty have the feast and they see an elephant. Jason, and this kind of threw me off. I thought that Jason was had a good chance of making it through this episode because he had this confessional about how his daughter loves animals and talks about her autism again, and then talks about like how cool of a dad he is that he gets to sit there and straight chill with elephants and animals and cool things like that.
It was cool. I thought it was pretty cool with the elephant. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah,
be that close to an elephant. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not that big a deal. Back in the day,
San Diego Zoo before.
Well, no, and it's probably they wouldn't do it now, but. When I was a kid, like at the Del Mar Fair, you could ride an elephant, and you could ride a camel. So I've not a big deal.
I used to feed the elephants at the zoo, but they don't let you do that anymore.
Jack, did you ever do the ride the elephant at?
I did not ride an elephant. No.
Yeah. Well, I have, and it was awesome.
I rode a horse. That's about all I've ridden.
So simple. All right, moving on.
I feel like if this was a different podcast, I could make another joke. But
so basic.
Yeah, I realized that halfway through me saying it. So
please, somebody bring this up on the Married Men show.
Sometimes you say something and go.
It's all right. Jay is like bright red over here, so we'll move on. Anyway, Ty decides he's suddenly warming up to Jason a lot more, and he wants to vote out Michelle instead. Michelle is not falling for it. She's not impressed at all by Jason's
sudden... She's so, like, you know, smart and seeing what's going on.
No, she's not smart and seeing what's going on. I mean, she's
I feel like the show is telling me that she's...
But wouldn't that,
they are telling me that.
We all said Jason couldn't have won, but if he would have brought that story there...
If he would have brought that story, he would have gotten some votes.
But again, if he wouldn't have gone scorched earth with Scott Pollard, he wouldn't be in this situation.
That's true. Ty wouldn't have flipped. I mean, it's their own fault. You're 100 million percent right. But Jason did have the line of the episode that I don't know why this wasn't the quote where he says, "Give me a little monkey love."
Come on, I think it's the name of the his new album, his new jazz album.
Okay. Give me a little monkey love.
His R&B album. Give me a little monkey love.
Love.
Monkey Give me love. A monkey love.
Love.
Monkey love.
It's not Celine Dion. Come on, let's move on.
Everything is Celine Dion. At least I didn't go for Mariah. Then everybody would have to turn this podcast off.
Yeah, the speakers get blown out.
Right. Well, anyway, we go to hashtag immunity challenge. Joe takes a lead early on, but then his blocks fall off first. Oh, so the challenge is they have to spell immunity, but they have to spell it backwards.
It's not necessarily spelling it back. It's just like you have to put it in order, so it is backwards. But yes, you're right. You're right.
Michelle,
and the blocks you start off, they're in order.
Right. When you start, so nobody had problems in the beginning. Michelle also
was one person had problems. In all fairness,
not in the beginning.
Yes, you're right.
Michelle also is doing pretty well, but her blocks fall as well.
All right. Speaking of editing, way Jeff was going on.
Oh my God! I thought Joe was going home.
I knew Sydney was going to win this.
Yes. Yeah, it's true.
She has no chance. She has no chance. I go,
practically
she's
out of it.
I go, okay, so Sydney's going to win.
Right. I mean.
How many times did that happen? I remember, what was it with.
When Julia won that challenge a few weeks ago.
Julia won that challenge. I mean, it happens all the time.
She had the slow and steady, same as Sydney, had the same principle. So
and this challenge is how you have to do it that way.
Yeah.
But
she's almost too slow, but at one point I didn't think she was moving.
That's true. Did Jason
Joe swims faster than she moves.
So. Oh, that's harsh. Did Propes at one point say Jason takes a dump? I remember laughing at it.
I thought blocks take a dump.
Or Jason dumps?
He dumps his blocks, I think.
Okay.
He said something like that.
I remember hearing that and giggling, but by the time I wrote it in my outline, I was like, darn, what did he say? But we have this whole sequence, and this was probably the funniest sequence of the entire episode, maybe, with Joe trying to spell immunity, where he
but
starts...
It's like, it was funny, but I was also like, oh, that's like... That's
well, the best part is he doesn't cuss, so they don't have to bleep out his...
Right.
You know, you have everyone going, F! Oh! Right. Oh, and they have to bleep out the...
And we're all laughing.
He's like, gosh darn... Jilly Willikers.
Okay. Yeah, like when he loses, he's like, stupid ball.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny.
But you know, in his time, that was some pretty severe cussing. So
right, he said stupid.
Well, he was born before cussing was invented. So.
I don't know. I've seen Game of Thrones. I feel like cussing was involved a lot earlier in life.
Actually, have you seen Deadwood?
Yeah. But... Joe keeps laughing. I keep laughing. Propes is finally like, it's funny until you get to tribal. And I thought, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is that it?
Way to go. Way to go, Jeff.
Yeah. Like, I thought for sure. I was like, that's it. My man, Agent Joe, is going home. We have Sydney that's annoyed with him. And now Propes is foreshadowing that because he doesn't know how to spell. And I would like to point out that you do not need to know how to spell to be badass. You just need to have good grammar. There's a difference. This is from a couple weeks ago, Jack, where we established that I'm a jerk because
I listened to that part because I saw the thing about am I a jerk or something.
Okay. Yeah, that nobody debated me on that. So I think that
it's
you know,
true.
Grammar.
There was no challenges. So
yeah. There you go.
Colleen's a jerk.
I'm an a-hole because I judge you.
Hashtag fact, judging.
In fact, most of us do hate the grammar Nazis. So. Yeah.
I don't.
because you are one.
Because I am one. I even got corrected once myself on the internet. And you know something? I said, oops, thank you, LOL.
It's like, why don't you guys get a room?
Exactly.
You guys can correct each other's grammar all night.
You know something? That's how you play Survivor. If somebody votes off your ally, you don't come back and go scorched earth. You say, oops, thank you. And then people...
You're right. Scorched earth is something a grammar Nazi would do. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Obviously, I'm an evolved grammar Nazi. Thank you very much. Anyway, Jason, it goes down to Jason and Sydney. And this was actually kind of exciting, right? Like, immunity challenge.
I was rooting for Jason. As much as he's hurt me this year, I was rooting for Jason.
I was rooting for Jason as well, but...
Because that would mean Michelle would have been gone.
Oh, I don't know if Michelle would have been gone or
Michelle
what,
or Joe.
Or what would have happened.
You're right. You keep Joe. You're right. You keep Joe.
There is
right.
No reason at all to not to vote Joe.
Well, if it's final two, do you keep Joe? And that's where that might not work.
Unless they would have tried to fool Ty into thinking he was safe.
If it's final two, I'm taking Joe with me too because I want to win $1 million.
Right, because Joe is your woo, right?
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's just a nice guy, but there's no way he wins it.
Hashtag woofle.
So yeah. This is actually generally immunity challenges aren't as intense as this, but this is the second time this season, right, where we've had an immunity challenge go up to the, well, in this case, it wasn't the very end, but it seemed like it was. The other one being Sydney and Debbie with the, was it the targets? Was it Sydney and Debbie? Where they, it was when it was pre-merge.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it was right up to the very, very end.
Right.
So I feel like this is twice now this season where I've been seriously invested in an immunity challenge.
There has been some really good immunity challenges. The Aubrey Jason one was really good. The Sydney Ty one was really good. Just some really...
That's right. The Aubrey Jason one, Sydney Ty one. I forgot about those. Those were awesome, too. Yeah. So, yeah, this has actually been a good season for entertaining immunity challenges. But it goes to the end. Sydney, who was in last place the whole time, ends up winning with her slow and steady method. We go back to camp. Ty has decided that Michelle is the bigger threat than Jason and is going to try to convince the group to vote out Michelle instead.
Here's the thing. Maybe he spent too much time with Scott Pollard and took a page out of the Scott Pollard book of
he's very cocky right now. Right. Yeah. He's got this game won because he has the advantage, which paid off really well for him, and he has another idol. So he has a cockiness going about him. So I think he's not lovable Ty right now. He's very cocky Ty.
He's comfortable Ty because when he's people very, get yeah. too comfortable, they start to act like this.
Yeah.
Right.
Joe would rather get rid of Jason. Ty decides he's going to use his extra vote to put on Michelle. And then Ty goes and tells Jason to vote for Michelle, but Jason wants to vote for Joe.
Yeah, that just seems, if I was Jason, even though it probably wouldn't work out, I would be going for the Michelle thing too. Vote for Michelle.
He knows nobody is going to vote for Joe.
Yeah. What good is that going to do?
I mean, it didn't help. It didn't really matter too much. Anyway, no. But why would you vote? Why would you vote for?
I wonder.
But if Ty said Michelle, why didn't he start playing to try and get Michelle out? Maybe try and get whatever.
Exactly,
and
save himself.
I wonder if
he laid down on that one. I think.
I wonder if he and Sydney had a conversation, since Sydney has still been entertaining the idea of speaking with him rather than just shutting him down. I wonder if he and Sydney had a conversation, and Sydney said, "We're gonna go for Joe." And we just didn't see it because it didn't matter. It wasn't part of the suspense.
I guess Jason doesn't seem stupid, so I don't know why he'd believe that.
I no idea. Unless unless there's something that we didn't see. And yeah, that maybe that'll come out tomorrow in the exit interviews. Or if you're listening to this after the exit interviews, maybe you already know the answer to this.
All right.
Because, again, I don't know where that random Joe vote came from. That just sounds like something that was.
I think he was just mad at it. He was, because he was talking to Joe and Joe wasn't really giving him the time of day. And I think he was just mad at Joe. So he said, screw it. I'm writing your name down.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But Sydney and Joe talk and they want to get Jason out no matter what Ty wants. So Sydney goes to Michelle and tells her about Ty's plans. Michelle wants to do damage control and hopes that Jason will go so she can ask. She can last another game, another day in this game. Woo! What's up? I can't read apparently.
Easy for the grammar Nazi to say it.
Oh,
actually, it's pronounced.
Yeah.
Inside, she's like, I want to effing kill you.
No, I was going to go for a joke, and then I didn't.
I'm going to slit your goddamn throat.
Anyway.
With my pin.
Sydney talks to Aubrey. Sydney is not happy that Ty is acting like a dictator around camp. Because that makes her mad.
You got half that right.
Yeah, it's more dick than tater, but yes.
Aubrey, you know, and Ty's my guy from the start, and even I'm upset with him.
Yeah.
Right now, he's not playing the game. He's not playing the game that got him there.
It's true.
Right, he's not playing the social game that got him
there.
He's not
playing America's Sweetheart right now.
Right, he knows what needs to be done. He knows, you know, what's what. And I wonder if Ty does not make the final two or three, whatever it is, I wonder, and if Ty is another factor in Michelle winning, because I don't think it's going to be a you know, shutout or whatever. I think it's going to be close no matter who is there. And I do think it's going to come down to exactly what Ty said, where the person that makes less enemies wins. Hence, you know, like the Russell Hans Samoa vote.
Right.
But Sydney and Aubrey have this discussion about who to vote out. Aubrey agrees with Ty that Michelle needs to go because she doesn't piss anybody off around camp. And Sydney does not agree at all. She thinks that Jason should have gone weeks ago, and she wants to get Jason out. So they are arguing over which way to vote, and then Aubrey cries that this is a rough choice. And I maintain that this is the moment that Aubrey's winner's edit died.
Mm-hmm. If I'm playing into the winner's edit folklore, I would agree. It's like, well, she's not looking too good here. Hashtag you're saying.
Right. Like, if Sydney gets up there and it's Sydney versus Aubrey,
mm-hmm.
Sydney can say, well, I controlled the vote here. I got rid of I pagonged everybody else because I wanted them out and I took control here.
Yeah.
Where Aubrey became the follower.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's kind of why I think that Aubrey.
Sydney could probably beat Ty right now too.
I think anybody could beat Ty.
Yeah. I think Ty's done.
Except for Joe.
I wouldn't say Ty's done because you never know how they're really, because the people in the jury. You know, I think Scott would respect Ty's game. Jason, I think Scott's. Scott's a professional athlete. He played hard. He played dirty at times. I mean, he's.
I get that.
He plays to win. I mean, I think an athlete at his level would respect the move.
I don't know.
I think Jason would respect the move.
But now Jason. Say
it's Sydney and Ty. Jason and
Sydney wins.
Well, I think that you see. I don't see Jason and Scott voting for Sydney.
I think they'll vote for Sydney over Ty.
Ty did a worse blind or worse, you know. But he betrayed them.
But he made a great move. I mean, it was a fantastic.
But it wasn't a great
move
because if he would have stayed with them, he would have won. That wasn't a great move.
I agree with Jay.
Well, we'll see because they were going to vote him out anyway.
I get it, but if he would, anybody would have voted him out. But if he would have found a way to stay, because it would have only been the three of them,
he would have been guaranteed top four.
I think he goes further in the game with, because he's going to be no worse than fourth.
If he would stay
with the other one, he would have been voted out before that because they would have said he's just too big. They said it.
See, now I think that it's his idol. His idol is guaranteeing him fourth place on either side. I think that if he didn't have the idol, the Scott, Jason, Julia crew would have kept him around till at least four. I think that if he didn't have the idol, Sydney and Michelle, he would have been gone tonight.
If I'm going to play devil's advocate on the winners or the edit side of it, not just winners edit, they wouldn't keep showing this tie flip-flopped angle if it wasn't going to come back to bite them.
Well, they keep saying it.
Yeah.
they keep saying it every
they
every
do.
Tribal
and
count.
Even in the previously on, why show it in previously on if it wasn't going to be something significant? So if Ty does make it to the end, he won't win
If you have a hater's jury, then yes.
A bitter jury?
Bitter jury, whatever it's called. Right. I think yes. Jury, yeah. But a bitter jury. But if you have a jury where you're like, yeah, he beat me.
See, I think we're going to have a bitter jury because...
But I would say Sydney played the better game than Ty. If it was
Ty.
Oh,
absolutely. Sydney.
Well, I wouldn't want to take Sydney with me because Sydney's going to definitely get Debbie's vote.
Right, and I wonder if Sydney's going to go out in
She'd get Michelle's vote if Michelle's out.
We can only hope Michelle gets out.
But she's not. She's going to win. also, to my point, where I was going like 5 minutes ago, is so if it's Sydney, Aubrey, I think Sydney wins. If Aubrey doesn't take Sydney to the end or whatever, Sydney gets voted out before then, I think Sydney goes to that jury in Ponderosa and says things like, well, I made all these calls for Aubrey. She didn't really decide anything. This was all me. And I think that that speaks to last week we talked a lot about the bitter jury. We probably talked for about 40 minutes more than we needed to about the bitter jury last week. But I do think that that is just one more nail in the Aubrey coffin.
Say it's Aubrey, Joe, Michelle who wins.
Aubrey, Joe, Michelle?
Yeah.
Well, nobody's voting for Joe.
Okay.
I think that Michelle still wins because I think, again, if you think about the edit Aubrey is getting, she's getting that Fishback and Token Sheens edit where she's calling some of the shots. Other than this week, before this week, but... There's people that seem to be more well-liked than her. She's just getting that edit of somebody who goes to the end but doesn't get any votes because people just, for some reason, resent her. She's getting the Spencer Bledsoe edit from last season where Spencer probably played a better strategic game than Jeremy did, but... His arrogance and the way he voted people off, the way he voted people off, turned people off against him.
Plus, the one vote she'd get, Joe, she wants to bring to the finals with her.
Right, exactly. So I do think that Aubrey's getting that like Spencer edit where she's sending people home in a manner that they just don't appreciate it. And
so, the more exciting one would be Ty. And Sydney, and of course Joe.
Right.
Because then Joe would actually have to talk.
Maybe
he sits there and doesn't say anything.
Yeah. So anyways, at Tribal Council, this whole thing focuses on Ty. Michelle calls him out. She calls him the flip-flopper. She says they argue about the alliance. I was more original in this alliance than you were.
Flip-flop.
Right.
Street rat.
She's.
I don't buy that.
And then she sounds like the talk of her getting voted out sounds like a bunch of malarkey to her. But you know, whatevs. Jason's happy that they're duking it out, but it turns out they're duking it out for no reason because, despite Ty using his advantage to cast a second vote for Michelle, Jason is still voted out 4-2-1.
Hashtag useless advantage.
Hashtag useless advantage.
Well, shouldn't Ty have been, the writing was on the wall when Aubrey was like saying, was kind of going after Ty also?
Yep.
Now, was Aubrey doing this to impress the jury?
Was she going after him though?
Well, it was more like she was dissenting.
Or she was being, more vague about being dissenting.
But she wasn't really backing Ty up.
No, she wasn't.
And even her face when he played his advantage, she looked like... once he played his advantage and you saw Aubrey's face,
And you saw Joe's face, too.
Yeah, they kind of all realized, well,
like,
you
wasted it.
Yep, this is a waste. This isn't going to work for our alliance. And I do think that Ty is in trouble because now he realizes he's on the bottom and he's the only one that voted for Michelle. But
again,
they...
Aubrey should have went with Ty on this one. And again, to your point, this is the fall of Aubrey.
Right.
Yeah.
This is where Spencer should have gotten rid of Jeremy, but didn't.
Right.
Exactly.
It's knowing when to get rid of the key players.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was final six. That was where we had that crazy tribal council.
It's the one before that was like seven, I think, where he could have gotten her. Because that's when both Kimmy and Jeremy played their idols.
That was Wentworth and Jeremy. It was final six. It was a tie. And that was why when Kimmy went home by default. Oh, that was the finale.
That was the finale, yeah. Six
and
was
we
the finale.
Still have two episodes left.
Because it's going to be final
two. It's totally going to be a final two at
totally
this point.
Be final
because
two.
If we had that with the in the finale and we still have that
it's
going to
be final four
left.
In the finale. And
yeah.
Final
so
two.
Final two would be, I would love to see a Sydney and Ty.
I don't think it's going to be Sydney and Ty.
If it's Ty and anybody else, he wins. If it's Sydney and anyone else,
Ty and Michelle, does Michelle win?
I really don't think that Ty wins anymore.
I think
that
Ty's made
too many
enemies.
Again, if it's a bitter jury, then yeah, I would hate to. I hate bitter juries because.
But I don't feel this is bitter though because he should have just stuck with Jason and Scott and he blindsided them for no reason.
He couldn't have won that way.
Jason
took all the power away from Jason
All he needed to do was win immunity at Final Four. And he could have done that because we can assume, make an assumption that Scott Pollard wasn't going to win immunity at any point because his body wasn't. You know, it didn't really favor those challenges. Didn't favor his.
Yeah, he did have that basketball challenge that he almost lost.
That he almost lost to Nick.
To the high school point guard.
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
but to be fair, he's a center. And
well,
centers
right,
are,
but
are not great shooters.
Again, so we see that we can only imagine like he would just need to win a Final Four, and yes, that's a lot. But
in this case, a Final Three. You'd have to win.
Well, they don't know that at this point.
Sure.
They don't know that at this point. And Ty has a better chance of winning.
No, I agree. Again, I don't disagree. But Jack, I'm not squashing that idea. I think there was better moves for Ty to make. And he seems wishy-washy to these people now. And he doesn't have their respect. As a player,
right?
I would say the remaining players, he doesn't.
He does not have their respect,
which is going to be more than half of the jury.
That could be,
yeah.
Right?
Because no,
that's
six a good
people.
Point.
That's
because
more than half.
Let's think about who's on the jury right now. We've got in order: Neil, not a Thai fan.
No,
never played with.
Oh,
him.
He's
no
more
loyalties.
Of an ice cream fan. So, yeah.
Aren't we all? Nick, definitely not a Thai fan.
No,
I can see Nick. Nick has said he liked Aubrey, and we know that he likes Michelle. So I think that
Nick would be a Michelle or
Nick
Aubrey
would
vote.
Be a Michelle or Aubrey person.
Debbie.
Debbie wants
she's,
a woman.
She's going to vote for a woman no matter what.
Exactly.
Yep.
So that's not a Ty vote. Scott Pollard, not going to vote for Ty because Ty betrayed him, and Scott is definitely a bitter person.
I would respect Scott more if he did vote for him.
I don't think
I know
he
you would.
Would,
but that, it's he
as someone who watched him play, and he would throw the elbows and do the stuff. I mean, he did everything to win the game. To me, as he's looking in the mirror
again, I don't disagree with that.
I'm looking at it from my standpoint.
I get what you're
how I would I do anything I can to win the game.
But here's the
and
difference.
If someone beats me, they beat me.
But it's not bitter in that sense. He thinks it was a bad move for Ty to do it, which we've heard in his exit interviews. He said it would have been a better move to keep us because
if he gets to the finals, how's it a bad move? He would not have made it to the finals if he stayed
because
with Scott.
Because he didn't make that decision on his own. And somebody like Aubrey can get up there in the finals and say, look, I'm the one that convinced Ty to do this. And then when it came time for him to play the super idol, he was caught between a rock and a hard place because he would have gone out on the revote. So really, Ty's big move was my big move. And I think that somebody like Scott Pollard could appreciate the fact that Ty was really tricked into making his big move.
But if Ty says that's not true?
But
it's just his, but it was his word.
But it is. That's what it was. And look at Ty. He can't. He can't lie to save his life.
That's true.
It's like, yes, it was but my idea, and
right. So Scott Pollard, and then after that was Julia, right?
Yeah.
I think that
She'll vote for Michelle because they're friends.
Yeah, because they're BFFs. And then
no, Michelle voted her out.
Right. And then Jason. I don't think Jason's going to vote for Ty because I don't think Ty has Jason's respect in general.
Yeah.
They haven't killed the chicken. They haven't killed the chicken.
That's true.
They have more respect for the chicken than they have for Ty right now.
At the moment, yes. Like, everybody loved Ty in the beginning, and he was great, but the more that...
Because you can't trust him.
He was won over. He was won over by everybody. So the more that he went back and forth...
You can't trust anybody, which is part of the game.
Right.
But if you just outright publicly can't trust somebody, unless you're somehow Tony and you just manage to manage it really well.
Well, that was Trish managing things for Tony.
True.
And then Tony was smart enough to know that when she had to be cut.
Yeah. But anyway.
I'm holding out for Ty.
I know you are. And again, I'm not. It's anything's possible. I don't. I look at that.
Be honest with you. I would have voted him out today. I would have blindsided him.
I would have
too. Or at least
flushed
the idol out. Right, so you have because
what do you have to lose? If it's Michelle goes home, that's what you pretty much wanted anyway. Yeah. I would have said blindside Ty. If he plays his idol, then Jason or Michelle goes home anyway.
Well, somebody that's in that alliance has to go home that isn't Ty next week, and that'll be interesting to see how that
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I was Sydney, Aubrey, Joe, I would have voted for Ty.
Yeah. If I'm Ty, I'm playing that idol next week no matter what.
But I'm saying that's what I would have done.
Michelle, so if he does play the idol, Michelle goes home.
Right. It's a no-lose situation. That was the move that should have been made.
Ty
doesn't play the idol. Because
Ty puts two votes on Michelle.
Oh, and
everybody
then all
else vote
four
Ty.
Of them vote for everyone Ty. Votes, so
you don't even tell. You don't even tell Jason.
Yeah,
you don't want Jason to run to Ty. You just keep the
sense.
Sydney, Aubrey, Joe, and Michelle. We're going to vote for Ty.
Right.
What happens if he plays his idol? He's not going to play his idol. He has an extra. Aubrey says no. He has an extra vote.
But worst case, he plays his idol and Michelle goes home.
Yeah. So you don't lose.
Yeah.
Except for if you're Michelle.
And Aubrey can say, well, I did the Ty thing, but instead she was the follower.
Yep, and that just looks bad for Aubrey. And so one more question, I guess, before we wrap this up. The advantage. We have now seen 3 seasons in a row that this advantage has come into play. 2 of the 3 seasons, the person played their advantage on the night they went home. And this season, the person played their advantage and it was a total waste and had nothing to do with it. You know, had nothing to do with the outcome of the vote.
Which I felt was going to happen.
Right.
Because
they changed it for the next one. Even
so obviously
though it, was
it
the
wasn't
previous
that
one.
Cool.
Right. No. So what are we thinking here? Do you think that production needs to hide an advantage clue instead of
have it? Like,
well, I think that it could still be awesome, but if there's a way to get it done in secret where it's just... This clue is like an immunity idol clue, just hidden somewhere. Somebody has the advantage. They could keep it a secret.
Or something different. I don't know. Or it's just to Fishback's point, you get it and you use it immediately.
No, I like
the advantage in a challenge.
Cochrane
won because he got an advantage in a challenge. There's no way he would have won that challenge. And he probably would have been voted out.
Yeah, but a lot of them have
without
won.
Without that advantage, he would not have won them. He wouldn't have won.
Is Malcolm the only person in recent history to win the advantage and not win the challenge?
I think so.
Yeah.
He's so psyched out about that.
Shaky
that
hands?
One still ticks me off.
Oh, that's where he had the whole... He couldn't do it, right?
But, yep. And he could do it twice or whatever it was.
Right, and it still wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, I had a thought last week.
He lost to Michael Scoopin, who is literally the worst person ever because apparently it's come out that he also used to beat his ex-wife.
Oh. What a guy.
What a guy.
Nice.
What a guy.
Well,
that's on the internet. Just Google it. You'll find it.
He got burned once and he'll burn again. So.
Right. Those hands were just a taste of what's coming for him.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, I had a thought last week. I was watching Survivor.
Uh huh.
Okay. The idol come into play. What if the idol was somebody in your tribe? What if you find the clue and the idol say is you're there and you say the idol is, say it's Ty. Now you have to keep, your idol is Ty. You play the idol, So, okay, my idol is Ty. So you have to keep Ty in the game because it's your idol. And I say this person's not even your alliance. You have to try and convince people to keep this person in the game because it's your idol. Because once the person gets voted out, you can't play your idol.
So is that person like the mole?
No, not the mole. They don't know they're the idol. You get the clue, and it says, okay, you've won an immunity idol. Your immunity idol is your tribe mate, such and such. And it's like, well, I'm not even an alliance with this guy.
Uh-huh.
So now you have to try and keep that guy in the game because it's your idol. And when the teams split apart, if you get split apart from your idol, you have to hope that your idol doesn't get voted out.
That's interesting.
It's a different twist on the idol. I said, what if you didn't like them?
We have the advantage for next season, Jack's idol theory.
You should tweet that at Dalton Ross or Tyler Perry.
And see if they'll pitch that.
Yeah. No. Because obviously Probst only takes advantage suggestions from Tyler Perry.
But then
there'll
be another Tyler Perry. Like, Jack needs credit on this one. I feel like he should tweet it.
Because I said, that would be the perfect idol.
No, Jack doesn't want credit because it doesn't matter. The fandom will hate you. So if it's the Jack Latfilter idol, 75% of Survivor sucks and 68% of Reddit will hate you.
Those people are angry.
Actually, 98% of sucks will hate you, and approximately 83% of Reddit will hate you. So you don't want your name attached to that.
I had a lot of time on my hand last week, so I was just sitting there thinking. I go, that would be a big. I said that would be an interesting twist because.
Yeah, but that's not fair to the person that's the immunity idol because how do they get played?
Well, you say
you have to pick them up.
I want to play my idol. Here's the thing. The note is, such and such is my idol.
And then what happens? Do they just like go home?
Yeah. What happens after that?
But say they were going to be voted out. You could save that person by playing that idol for them. Say they got 5 votes. You could play it after the vote. And you say, oh, no, well, they can't go home because they're. But you still get to keep, and then you would get like something. That'd be something where you could save that person, but also keep the idol. And then people would know, well, that's the idol. But also put a big target on the person that's the idol.
Yeah. No, I think it's not a bad idea. It's pretty good.
I mean, it had to be moved around. You know, it's a work in progress. But I go, to me, that's better than just having the damn idol all the time.
Yeah.
This time, oh, crap, I got to save. This person's not in my alliance. Hey, what do you think about Joe being in our alliance? What do you think about Joe being in our alliance? Why? I just like Joe. He's an honest guy, you know. No, Joe's a jerk. No, we got to bring Joe into the. It just would be, how do you, and then people would be, why is he fighting so hard? Is he switching sides? Is he flip-flopping here?
No, I like it.
It would add a little strategy to the game because it's a social game. You'd have to be very clever on how you kept that person in the game.
No, yeah, it's for
just,
somebody
just throwing
that's
it out.
For somebody that's closer in age to Joe than to me.
I was just throwing Joe out there.
It's not a bad idea for an idol for you. Not bad. Yes. All right, so let's.
And there could be two. There'd be two of them, one for each tribe.
All right. Well, let's. It's now time to tally the votes.
I'm protesting this one.
Why?
Because Tim. The hell.
Tim did a good job representing you. He made so many Jack-like jokes last week.
Still, Aubrey's a pretty crappy pick. That's a crappy pick.
Come on, man.
Sydney is also a crappy pick.
He did finish in last place on the other league.
Yeah, that was horrible.
That's good to know.
All right.
I was on a roll this season, too.
What do you have picked?
Colleen had Jason.
I
would have picked Jason as well. I mean, come on. That would have been an easy pick. But Colleen.
Which also goes to my point from 2 weeks ago where I felt that it was going to be a pagonging. And that's why I was upset that Scott was going home because it was going to be a pagonging of, you know, Scott.
But it's only a pagonging for like 3 episodes.
It doesn't matter. It's still a pagonging.
Pagonging is like after merge. But either way.
Aren't we after the merge?
I'm saying like merge day one.
Really? Kagan wasn't a pagonging?
No, I'm saying a pagonging is once they merge, the one other tribe just gets decimated the whole time. There was action after the merge. It just eventually did get to the point where it was a certain tribe. Or it wasn't even a tribe. It was just an alliance got dismantled. All right. So Colleen got a point. So she is up to 4 points. Congratulations, Colleen. Jay and Jack, we have 6 points.
We got shut out last week, right?
Yes. Actually, let's look at... Colin, did you add the points for the preseason?
Nope.
All right, so preseason...
I had no idea what you guys were talking about when you did this, so...
What?
I had no idea, like, how you do your thing, so I just said... You know,
it's pretty simple. So either said pre-merge, merge, or final three, wherever they end up going.
It's actually not simple at all.
It's fairly simple.
It's not.
Either way, last week, Julius Skolowski, I said final three,
it's
which was
Sokol-
not the,
so-
I know.
Yeah, well, no, you don't know because you said Sokolowski.
It's right here, Sokolowski.
You didn't grow up on Long Island. You don't know last names like that.
Again, the theory about grammar Nazis
kidding.
Rings true. So I said final three, so no points there. Jack said first one voted off, so was a little bit wrong.
I do remember that. Of all the things I remember, yeah, first one
and
voted off.
And she ended
off.
Up
she's
being
a,
one
yeah,
of the more
the
fun
youngest.
People. But she was more fun, wasn't she, than you
she
thought
was
she
good.
Was going to be?
Oh, yeah. I had no problem with her. She turned out to be a pretty good player.
And Call said merge, so she does get a point for that. That puts her at five there, so kudos, even though you kind of cheated last week. And
how did I cheat?
Our preseason picks.
How did I cheat?
It was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, Jason.
Jason, Kyle.
Jason, Kyle. I said final three.
How many people do you have in the final three?
I only had three in the final three.
All three of your final three are gone?
Yep. Anna, Kate, Julia, and Jason. So, shows how much I know. Anna, Kate, rest in peace.
But not rest in peace.
But not
here,
rest in peace.
Top.
I'm dead. Jack, you said pre-merge, and Colleen said merge. So, Colleen has tied it up.
Thanks, Tim. I should
yeah,
have
thanks,
7
Tim
points.
And Jeremy.
What
thanks,
a week!
Tim.
What a week! What a week! What a man! A good week.
So we are now all tied.
This could come down to Michelle winning or Ty winning.
It
right?
should come
Sydney
down
winning.
To just Michelle winning, but okay.
But you're Sydney winning. How many points you get for Sydney winning?
Not
that was your
many.
Second pick.
That is
that was
true.
Your second pick.
That was my second pick. I think I well. When did Anna Kate get voted off? She got. I think I would get 6 points if she won. I believe.
She got voted off right before the merge, right? Oh, no, Peter was right before the merge.
Yeah, she was like the week before that or something like
so
that.
So she was fifth off?
I think so. I think I get like
it
six
was episode five. It was after Caleb.
Yep, so if it's five and there's 14 episodes, so 14 minus five is?
Nine.
So I would get 9 points. But still, it's not looking good for me to win because both Ty and Michelle are still in the game. And you would get full points for those two if they did win. All
but
right.
See, it still comes back to if Colleen loses Michelle next week, she's screwed. I lose Ty next week, I'm screwed. You still get the advantage by having someone go out early.
Fortunately, I'm not losing next week. Unfortunately for you, you're probably losing.
No, Ty's
it, unless Ty falls down and Mark the chicken eats his idol. There's no because he won't kill the chicken. He won't kill Mark to show his idol.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how he loses. Mark the chicken eats the idol because he's and Ty goes, but my idol's in Mark the chicken. Well, you gotta kill the chicken. I can't kill the chicken. So that's how. That's
oh my
how
God, that would be spectacular TV.
It would.
It would be.
Totally S-H-I-T-T-Y gameplay, but.
Wait. If the idol's inside Mark the Chicken, could Ty just play Mark
oh
the Chicken?
Oh my God, now we've got Jack's idol twist with a player being.
Actually, that would be a good thing too. You could have a chicken, and do they eat the idol, or do they play it?
They play it with a side of ranch. But that would seriously, that would actually, that would be your thing versus, you know, that would reconcile your theory.
But he can't play the chicken. You have to show the idol. I can sit there.
The idol's in there. He shows an x-ray.
Yeah, an x-ray. Well, I know they've had a lot of evacs on there today, but they're not going to have an x-ray machine there.
I can actually, I can like hear the whole thing in my head with Ty being like, Maki, my idol. And
but Jeff would go, this is, and he hands him Mark the chicken. This, I can verify, is not an idol.
Just give him a couple days. He'll poop it out. I promise.
Sorry.
He can't poop it out because he'd have to lay an egg out.
You have to play the
right?
idol today.
Jason's
going, kill it! Rooster. Kill it! Kill the idol!
Oh, my God. You know that everybody else there would kill that chicken for the idol if they ate it.
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. Anyways, who do we think's going home next week?
All right. Let's see what we got here.
As the Colleen, big winner this week, I'm going last.
No. That's baloney.
It's not, but okay.
All right, Jack, you pick first.
Actually, the smart pick. Because you can't vote out Ty, would take out Sydney. That's the pick you should take out, Sydney. Because she's, I think we will all agree, if she gets there, she's probably going to win it. So I'm going to take Sydney getting blindsided and taken out of the game.
We know that Ty's not going home.
No.
According to Colleen, it's a sure thing that Michelle wins the game and she will stake her entire reputation on it.
I will.
So I'm going to go with Aubrey. I think Sydney's a good pick, but I'm going to go with Aubrey. Need to make some plays to get some points on the outside.
So you thought it was a bad choice last week when Shut Up Tim thought that
Aubrey
was
for
going.
Jack. That wasn't for me. I wouldn't have picked Sydney because that's my best person.
I would have picked Sydney because you still had Jason.
Had Jason. Jason was the easy boot pick.
But easy boot pick versus easy winning against him
like,
in
they're
the end.
They're going to pagong him.
I did, but you know something? Jason was the person that you could probably easily win against.
It's actually
in the end.
Pagunged.
Okay, you're a jerk.
Well, you have five people left. Joe and Aubrey are voting the same.
Yep.
They have every week. So you got Sydney.
Except for that Debbie vote.
Except for the Debbie vote. But Sydney, who's she aligned with right now?
With Michelle.
Yeah,
is she aligned with? If Michelle wants to get further in the game,
yeah, she would.
She's got to be thinking. Okay, I think Sydney's the one that go if unless she wins immunity.
It's a good pick, but Colleen hasn't picked hers yet. So unless you want her to pick yours as well, don't try and make the case too much.
Okay, yeah,
Colleen, who is your pick to go home next week?
So we have Ty, Sydney, Aubrey, Joe, and
Michelle.
Michelle left. Well, I think Aubrey and Michelle are the final two. I think that Ty's going to play his idol because he's just stupid not to, unless he wins immunity.
Well, there is a theory out there that he said it so many times that he will not go home with an idol in his pocket that he might go home with an idol in his pocket.
That's a great point.
But again, it's the last week to play there's nothing to lose.
He's not stupid.
There's nothing to lose.
So he wins immunity and he gives the idol to someone else, and he knows that Sydney's the one that has been that went against him this last week.
I think that we're going to come down to Sydney and Joe because I think Sydney's team is going to make a move against Michelle and they're going to take Joe out.
So who's your pick?
Oh, this is hard.
Human rain delay.
Can I say right now, if it's Joe, it's the worst episode of Survivor ever.
I don't think Joe's going to the end, though. All right.
If it's two, then no, he has to go to the end.
I'll go.
I would take him.
Wait, how did I end up going? I was going to go last. Why did
you are last? Jack and I have already picked. So please make your pick.
What did you guys pick?
Jack picked Sydney. I picked Aubrey.
Actually, I'm switching my pick to Darnell.
I will go with. I do think that Aubrey's going far, so I'm going to go with Sydney or Joe. Can I go with Jobry?
We'll just say Joe.
No, I'm not voting against Agent Joe. So
okay, I'll tell you what. You take Joe, I'll give you. I vote you get 2 points.
No, you. Okay. She picked, so you're gonna. Get to decide if she gets 2 points.
I said I vote for. I'm saying we can throw. We vote on it. I think because there's no way
it hurts
Joe
my heart and soul to vote against Agent Joe.
There's just no way he goes
to get
home.
2 points.
There's no way he goes home.
Okay. I don't know. He pissed Sydney off this week.
So here's the thing,
that's
Jack.
That's
kind of
like
you,
how Monica all of a sudden went from invisible to visible last season in real life. She's gone, and then she was gone.
If you're going to spot it,
I'll take a point away from
you.
You
will
me.
Take a point away from you if you want to bet. If you want to wager one of your points.
But do I get one of Colleen's
No.
If she no,
because okay. we can do that.
I'll still do it.
No, no, you're enticing you to make a change in your thing.
I will give you one of my. If Joe goes home, you not only get that one, but I'll give you one of mine. That I've one of my six.
Yep, one of your six.
Oh my God, I have never hoped that Asian Joe has gone home ever before as much as I do right now.
So you would get two. If Joe goes home, you would get two.
Yep.
Sure, let's do it.
All right.
All right.
There you go. First time in the history of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Wagering your own points. Read it on Reddit.
Reddit or whatever.
That's right. Reddit, yes. Nobody is going to create a Reddit thread about us. But if they do, I will be all over it. We do have
first time in Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen.
Real quick, I tweeted before that we thought that Joe had the John Locke edit.
Actually, I really thought it was Sydney that had the John Locke edit. But
well,
we
yes, because Carol said, "Well, actually, Sydney's the one that didn't want
it was
to
more
tell what to do."
Yeah, yeah.
Don't.
plus, she had the stink eye stare.
Yeah,
that's true. All right, so.
But you were being ageist and thought the old guy was John Locke, but.
No, well, I thought the badass guy was John Locke. Unless you're no longer a Locke fan.
Well, hold on a second. Joe has his hair.
That's true.
That's true.
Another reason to hate Joe.
So, Jay, you are no longer a Locke fan?
Oh, I'm a Locke fan till the death.
Okay, so then don't diss my choices in life and forever.
Well, you married me, so I do have to question your choices.
That's a very good point.
Plus, Locke is terrible at games, right?
No, he's good at games.
Oh, that was.
Yeah, you know, he can beat a 9-year-old at backgammon.
Well, Hurley couldn't.
Well, let's give Hurley the benefit of the doubt and say that maybe he let the 9-year-old win.
That's true. It was before Walt turned 18. All right. Well, that is it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. If anybody... Oh, actually, you said you had feedback. I'm sorry. Was that the only feedback?
Oh, no. We did have something.
If you could talk into the mic instead of looking away, that'd be good. Thank you.
I'm looking at my iPad, which has the feedback up. So, GFY, Jay, GFY.
Is that like a grammar thing? Or?
A grammar Nazi wouldn't...
Yeah, wouldn't abbreviate
it's an
like
acronym.
That.
Shut up.
Would a grammar Nazi use an acronym or just use
or an onomatopoeia? Is that what those are called?
You would know.
Which I only know from Full House.
All right, shut up.
All right. Oh my God, it's almost like Shut Up Tim was on this podcast. So we have
I'm going to pick Joe to go home. Oh, I'm sorry, that was you.
So we have something from Sean, who actually also was the 12 out of 12 almonds review on iTunes. And if you want to leave us a review on iTunes, that'd be awesome. We'd really appreciate it.
But I only want good ones.
Only good ones. That's true. Jack is right. Bad ones, GFY again.
No! Email us if you have complaints or constructive criticism. We're always glad to hear what you have to say.
What the mature person on this podcast said. Do that.
Not the grammar Nazi.
Survivor@JJC.com.
I prefer the emails too.
Actually, we can talk about it.
We can actually talk about it, and then we can take
it.
We will
answer it. You may not like the answer, but we will answer.
No. We'll be respectful. Absolutely.
You know, I'll answer, and I'm totes cool with that. I took over the Harry Potter fandom, and I won. I took them on. Anyway, Sean had a suggestion on how to better tally our votes next season.
Don't let Jay do it.
Yeah, I'm going to forward this to you, Jay.
Uh-huh.
And you can address this on a later episode because okay. I think we're a little too late in the season to do this now.
No, it'll be next season.
Right, but that said, it's pretty self-explanatory. He gives us a spreadsheet for tracking winners' points. And I think that is probably a better way than your screwy way that favors you.
This doesn't favor me. I'm going to lose this season.
It kind of favors you. But that's what I meant when I said that I had feedback. So we'll go over that.
Well, thank you for sending in suggestions to improve the Tally the Votes score. All right. If anybody would else like to give feedback, you can call us at 385-309-0311. Or call or email us at survivorjjc@gmail.com. We usually record about 15 to 30 minutes after the episode airs on the East Coast.
Oh, we had one other bit of feedback about my John Locke edit. That was from Strawberried on Twitter, who said that tonight was the most airtime that Joe has ever had.
There you go. Still not as much as Mark the Chicken, but he's getting up there.
The life and times of
if you're Joe and you realize you're not getting any airtime, would you go back in time and kill that chicken?
Or maybe you just start hanging out the chicken more, because if they're shooting him all the time.
But if he goes back and do that, then who's the Saeed of the season?
But anywho, if you would like to become a patron and support this podcast and all the others that we do,
and why wouldn't you?
You can do so over at patreon.com/JayandJack. You can go to jayandjack.com and click the become a patron link to become a patron. It also has a list of all 130 of our patrons. And we want to send a special thanks to Eckhard Richter, Tack from Tokyo, and Brad from Chicago for contributing at a significant amount.
Brad from Chicago is winning our fantasy league. We have a patrons fantasy league going.
He's smart. They get extra votes and they know how to use them.
Right. Oh, ooh. Brad is winning, but I'm in second place, so.
Holler.
I know. I'm in second place in this league and third place in my other one. I am the bridesmaid, but not the bride.
Yes, you are the Rob Sesternino to the.
I would prefer to be the, I don't know.
Fishback.
Well, you know.
He was a runner-up, too. Either way, all right, guys. That is it for this week's episode. We'll see you next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out, yo.